Tell everyone we are on the bottom of page 275. We on to page 276. We're finishing off first Simon Reish Chav Gimel. I said Simon Reish Chav Beis. We're up to Reish Chav Beis Siv Dalet. Simon Reish Chav Beis Siv Dalet. We're talking about over here good news and bad news. Shmuel Tovos, Psuras Tovos, Shmuel Ros. And we are getting to the din over here that's also mentioned in the Gemara in Maseches Brachos. It says over here, Mevarech Al Tova HaTovia Meitiv. As we all know, you make the bracha on very good news. As we mentioned last time, it's got to be Choshev news. Our Choshev fleshes out in Sifkat Aleph that has to be Choshev good news, not just on any good news. As we mentioned last time, you may go ahead and make the bracha. So Mevarech Al Tova HaTovia Meitiv. Even though the outcome after something good happens might turn out in the end to be something bad also, nevertheless, you still make the bracha of Atovia Meitim on the fact that there's good news right now. Kigon, what's the example? Shematza Mitzia. He finds some very, very, expensive lost item, okay? And therefore he inherited, or okay, he got some invest, whatever it might be, he got something that was very good. He would have to say Atovia Meitim. But the problem is, he lives in a country where if something good happens to you, the melech generally finds out about it, and he takes away not only that, but sometimes even more than what you received. The melech's going to hear about this thing that you got. He's going to take everything the guy has. Okay, so the melech, even though right now it's a good thing, but in the end it might be a terrible thing because he might even lose more than what he had. Nevertheless, we see over here you still make the bracha Tovia Meitiv. The fact that right now I found something that is good. V'chein, the opposite. Mevarech al ro'a baruch dayin emes. You're going to make the bracha on something bad, baruch dayin emes. Once again, baruch dayin emes is not only on someone that dies. It's any terrible news that one hears, even though someone's not nifter. V'chein baruch al ro'a baruch dayin emes. Afal pish yavolo tovim menu. Even though in the end, something good might come out of the fact that this bad thing happened, nevertheless, you still say baruch dayin emes on the bad thing. Keep going. What's the example? Shibalu shetef al sadeo. Your field got completely flooded. There was something but flood, and your field got flooded. It destroyed all the crops. That gets baruch dayin emes b'shem malchus. Afal pish yavora shetef he tovul hashishka sadeo. Even though now you're gonna have a very fertile land. In the end, even though what was there, we got destroyed right now. But then, after the flood goes away, you have very fertile land that might grow even better stuff afterwards. Nevertheless, on the thing that happened right now that was very bad, you're going to have to make the bracha of Baruch Dayna Emes. The Rambam points out, quoted over here in Sivkot Nehei in the Mishnah Berurah, the reason for this. Then he says, "Ki ain't literally stock kill boss. You don't look in the future that might happen in the future. Maybe the melech is going to do this. Maybe my crops are going to grow even better now." Okay. We don't do that. Maybe that's not going to happen. Maybe nothing bad is going to happen in the first case. Nothing good is going to happen in that case. We don't know what's going to happen if it's going to grow even better the next time. So therefore, you make the bracha on the good thing right now, and you make the bracha on the bad thing also right now. Which brings us to Simon Reish Chof Gimel Sif Alf over here on page 276. The dinim of Shechianu Mor Natovia Meitiv and more about Baruch Dayin Emes that we're going to discuss in this simon. Specifically, we're going to talk about over here the bracha of Tovia Meitiv Shechianu on having a child. Okay, on having a child. Okay, so the Gemara and Brachos is going to mish that same Mishnah and Brachos says Yolda Ishto Zachar Mevarach Tovia Meitiv. Okay, that's what's paskin over here in Shulchan Aruch. If your wife has a male child, you will make the bracha of Hatovia Meitiv. She's also chayv in the bracha Tovia Meitiv, like we learned before, that the bracha Tovia Meitiv is on a shared simcha. You have a shared simcha over here between the husband and the wife. They're both chayv in bracha Tovia Meitiv. So if one makes the bracha Tovia Meitiv and potters the other one, so then they're going to be yotze. One can answer amen to the bracha, but if they're not in the same locations, like, okay, nowadays many times the husband's in the house. Man, back in the day, sometimes you gave birth to the husband, you didn't even know about it until a couple days later. He was out in business for a couple days. She had a baby, comes back, he just finds out about it afterwards. She was chayv in Tovia Meitiv at the beginning. And then when he finds out, he's going to be bracha of Mechayim Meis, of Tovia Meitiv. Says the Mr. Bro over here, Yalta, Vafilu Rabba Atzim. Even he doesn't even see the birth by himself, he hasn't even seen the child. Rakshama Shayab Ir Acheres. He's in another city, and a message gets him that he had a child. Once again, as we learned last time, it has to be from an Adam Neman. You have to be able to believe the news and stuff like that. But if he believes the news, he's going to have to make the bracha. Okay, so this is a bracha Ani, so this is similar to the din that we learned earlier on. This is a bracha on Shmuel's Tovos. You have a Shmuel Tovos that you had a male child, you make the bracha of a Tovia Metiv. So nowadays, many times it happens in the hospital. When you hear the doctor says it's a boy, okay? At that point, you say a Tovia Metiv, as long as everything's clean and there's no problems of making a bracha in that place right now. So you can make the bracha right away when you hear the news. With the excitement of the news, you can make the bracha on Tovia Metiv. Okay, after they clean up a little bit over there, you make the bracha, and you can also pat to your wife if she is there available also. If not, if you make the bracha and she's not there, she's going to have to make the bron hatov ve'ametiv. Okay? That's the din over here. As we all see in this halach. Before we get to the baby girl, let's just see the rest of the Ramah. The Ramah says like this. V'meisa ishto chas v'shalom, the wife dies in childbirth. And the post can point out, even if she dies a day or two later, before he had the bracha, a chance to say a bracha of atav yametiv, imesa ishto belidata mevar shachiano. Now the bracha is going to be shachiano. Why? Because it's no longer a sheared simcha; it's only a simcha for the living husband. Okay, he's sad about his wife. Say obviously bracha dynamis on the wife, but he's still happy of the child. He still says shachiano v'kiyamani v'yadol as man as on the child. Talek atav la'achrini, because there's nothing good for another person. V'chini mesa av kodem shi'alasov, the father dies during the pregnancy, or any time before the baby's born. So once again, the mother now. She's going to say the Shachianu. He's going to be Yashiv Rash, who says that in the Leda of the men, you're going to say Shachianu. So he explains the Rash was talking about when there's only one parent. As the Mishnah tells us, if there are two parents, you make Hatov V'Amet. Okay, that is, we'll come back to Bezrat Hashem, the rest of the Ramah, in a couple of moments. We see over here once again, Tovia Metiv on a baby boy that is born with two parents, Shachianu on a baby boy that is born with only one parent. What's going on over here? What happens to the girl? The girl doesn't get a Tovia Metiv. We're not happy with the girl. So, MSC, I don't have the most. I haven't looked up and down. I haven't found a great tirtz why there's no exact bracha of a Tovia Metiv. But I'll share you with you the words of Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinson, right? Heard also from other posts. Moreno Rabbi Rav Nevinson, he told me this Balpe. It's also Miramis too. He said it a little bit more Barichas to Balpe, but it's also Miramis too over here in Dirim Aschol Mivarich. And that is the fact that we're making the bracha over here, not in the fact that you had a child. Okay? Because that's not really new news. You're expecting to have a child. For 9 months, you're expecting to have a child. In fact, you had the child. Yes, there's a Tosef, it's simple, but the actual baby is actually born. But that was already new. That's not new news. Okay? The news that you're having a child, you already knew. The Tosefet Simcha is on the baby boy as opposed to a baby girl. Why are we more happy with the baby boy than a baby girl? Okay, number one, you'll see this. Look inside Marin Rabbeinu Dimas Mavarich. It says, La'anias dait l'abzeh lo shayach simcha zariyah kivra et chaviro. Came in, sorry. Then the next part. V'od, we'll come back to the first part in a second. V'od, we're not making a bracha on the fact that you're happy about the birth. Sure, yada shibasiyata the shayy. Vali mashu, you know you're gonna have a child, some type of child. In Cain, lo nasfalo ke simcha, therefore there's no extra simcha at this point. Okay? Lachain in Lavar Shachyan Malidas Bas, Kach Pasuk. Admarzal, therefore there's no Tosefet simcha on a bas. Why there's no Tosefet simcha on the bas? So if you look in the Bir Alakha, this is what Rabbi Berkowitz pointed out also. The extra Tosefet simcha on a ben is, maybe we don't relate to this as much now as it used to be, but the male child is the mamshich of the family. He is the one who is going to be the inheritor. Okay, he's going to inherit, and he's going to be the mamshich of the mishpacha. If you look inside Bir Alakha, he's meramis to this. In the end of Dira Masal Yolda Ishto, five lines from the end of that berlacha says the chain, but latest isho zachar yesh la avle manas toelis. There is a special toelis. Chada davle chutzli yadamara kvura. Number one is you have someone who's going to pay for when they die. He's going to buy them a burial plot to make sure they're going to be taken care of in the burial. The ode, he says over here. The ode shu ki yerech ha'av yehem. Okay, umidas kol adam tiavin lo liyorshan. The extra ta'ava was for the person to be Yorishim, and that is the male child is going to be the mamshich of the derech of the family, and therefore that's why the bracha of Tovia Metiv was placed on Dafka, the boy. However, comes the Mishnah Berurah. Look inside Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Beis. He says, Midasasu, a posuk, number one, he points out over here, what if they're not excited for a male child? Okay, whether it is a family, for whatever reason, wanted just a girl, or for a common example is, some people I know like this have many male children already, and they want a female child. Okay, they want a female, And therefore, after numerous male children, they are now, what happens? They buy another male child. Would they really say Atavia Meitiv? They wanted a girl. Okay? Forget the fact that the kind of Peru Revu, you need a girl. Also, this. That is discussed over here. Look inside. So it's actually Tshuva Zerash, but the Tshuva Zerash says even after multiple male children, he says you still say Atavia Meitiv on another male child. Okay? He wasn't really discussing a case where Dafka wanted a girl, but he just says if even after many, many male children, you still say Atavia Meitiv. Says the Mishnah Berurah, verse coming base. This is the Tshuva Zerash. I mean, the Sasa Poski Mashma, that filo ayil kam zuchari. Even though he already had many male children, a number of male children, with taiva l'shivaylo bas, and he had a taiva to have a girl. Really, that's what he desired right now. Kadeshi kai mitzvah privy revivya, hafilo achi. He nolad bas ein mevarach hazay. You still will not make the bracha on it. Similarly, look in the Ber Halacha over here, Dimas l'zachar. I Mishnah Berurah, who says latina yesh la'ayin. So the case over here is, you know, on the fact that he has a bas, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sikkun Beis, you still don't say Tovei Meitiv on the bas. Now, the question over here is, meaning Sikkun Beis is telling you, even though right in the Chori, you have even a greater symbol, you have a bas now, you still don't say Tovei Meitiv. The Ber Halacha is talking about the opposite case. He's got already, I don't know, six male children, and he's not a seventh male child. Okay? Would he still say Atovia Meitiv? Says the Ber Halacha, Yesh Lait. He may still come upon him, Vein Lobas, Vitoish Telobas, Vino Labin. And he has another seventh child, Him Yesh Lolavarich, Birkas Atov. He wasn't happy the fact that a son, he wanted a daughter. V'tzarachin, at least tzarachin in the case, would you say Atovia Meitiv even after numerous bans? Would you still say Atovia Meitiv? Okay? So, no, it's still a pretty big simcha to even have a male child. Even after many, no, from experience, it's still a very big simcha. Perhaps it depends on the family. Okay, that is the Ber Halacha over here, the two sides of the coin over here, where he's so happy he has a girl, still no Ber Tovei Meitiv. And the case where he's maybe not so happy with the boy, he leaves sort of tzarachin over here, would he still say Atov V'Ameitiv? However, even after all this, and still maybe it doesn't sit well with us, the fact that we don't say Atov V'Ameitiv on a baby girl. Also, comes the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, Mikol Mokom, Nirali, in Amchasikon Beis, the Pasha de Pam Rishon Kishirohasa, even if you don't make the bracha on the fact that she was born, the first time you will see the baby, Mivarech Birka Shachianu. This, you're going to say a Birka Shachianu, Shachianu, not a Tovia Meitiv. Why? He says, the Migara, is it any worse, Mishiruas Chaveru Lacher Shloshim Yom, Visameach Priyasod, Mivarech Shachianu? Is it any worse than seeing your friend after 30 days, they're going to make a Shachianu? If you haven't seen your friend after 30 days, if you haven't seen your friend after 30 days, say Shachianu, so you haven't seen this girl forever. The simcha that you receive from seeing your baby girl, your baby daughter, for the first time, you'll make Shachianu on that. That's the Mishnah Berurah's svara over here, to say Shachianu because of, it's like seeing your friend after 30 days. So not on the Besura Tova. It's not over here. Once again, the Tova Meitiv is on the good news. Over here, it's not on that, it's on the fact that the Birkas Re'iyah, when you see something that's going to excite you, like seeing your friend after 30 days, we'll talk about that halacha later on. So too over here, you're going to make the bracha on the Leda of the Bas. This is the Psak, and this is the minig in many, many, many kilos around the world, to make a bracha on a Leda of a Bas. This is the Psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein, also Chelukesim, Mem Gimel, Os, Hey, Tzitz Eliezer, other poskim also bring this down to make the bracha on a baby daughter, Shachianu, the first time you go ahead and see her. However, not so pashut. Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Mincha Shlomo. Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Mincha Shlomo is quoted over here by Moreinu Rabbeinu Arav Shlita, Dibra Masl Mevarich. They point out over here that what happened to the poskim before the Mishnah Berurah. No one pointed out to say Shachianu, the Mishnah Berurah, Adam Mechadish, his din, to say Shachianu, Aleda, of the first time you see your baby girl. So number one, there is, we'll see later on, in Simin Reish Chaf. Hey. Yes, Reish Chaf, hey. He quotes a Prima Gadim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a Prima Gadim over that sounds like this also. In Sif Katan, hey, in the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes a Prima Gadim that also sounds like there are sources earlier, but still. Okay, the Prima Gadim is the first one to mention it. I don't know if there's many sources before that to say Shachianu. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Moreno Rabbeinu Levinzal explain that there's a difference between the Birkat Aliyah, your friend, after 30 days with Etzem, you know this person, and now the first time you see him again after 30 days, that requires a Shechiyan. Masha ain't Cain, the first time you see your baby, it's not the same type of din. Look inside her nevinzal. It's not, you're happy about the birth. You're happy about a big girl. It's not the fact that you saw this girl. Okay? The re'iyah itself is not what brings the extra simcha. That doesn't cause you to recognize. When you see your friend's face, like, oh my gosh, you're still alive. That's the whole point over there. You're excited. The fact is like, the re'iyah over here is not goremes. Extra simcha over here, says Moreno Rabbeinu Levinzal Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and therefore they held you do not make Shechiyanu on a baby girl. According to that, it would not be a Talmud Meitiv. It would not be Shechiyanu. Okay? If you want to be Machiv, someone who's Samech on Rav Moshe, obviously, many are knowing to go like Rav Moshe over here, like the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah, they have definitely what to rely on. Those who are Machiv for Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and they want to do something, so make sure that they, I don't know, they buy a new suit or something, that name of Chavin, the Shechiyanu, also on the lady of the girl, or if they want to say Atov Meitiv, buy a new fruit, or something like that, or get a special wine after having less good wine, and go ahead and maybe perhaps you can say Atov Meitiv in that case. Similarly, the Berlacha, Dimer Masel, Yolda Ishto, he talks out over here, that's by a parent. What about grandparents? What about they have a grandchild? Do they make the bracha? Says the Berlacha, I immediately rabbi shebu shem sefer chazinim. Do I din kishano lebno ulebito ben ushano lobo ben lavo shud tzadik v'chasik. The same thing if they have a grandson, you're also going to make the bracha. Or some Talmud Chacham who's a tzadik v'chasid has a baby boy, you also say atav yameitiv. Amnam lefi mashrita b'chu was a rashi chelik demesimahim muchach de poligazah. He's mekayik from the Rashba that he would not hold like this, that grandparents would not be able to say the bracha atav yameitiv. Once again, similar to what he said earlier on, and that's the same Berlach over here, only this child is going to be the mamshich darko of the parents, okay, he's going to be their yoresh, they could go ahead, or he's going to be tapu with their kfura, they could say the atav yameitiv, and not the grandparents. So Shlomo Zalman, quoted in Alicha Shlomo, Perikov Gimel Hara 43, says when he used to have a grandson, he would make sure to go out of his way to say Hatov Yameitiv on something else, that in order to be Machmir for this Eliyahu Rabbah. So once again, that's any time you have a suffix of Shechiyanu, Hatov Yameitiv, there's ways of making these brachas, and even though we like to say it on the thing itself, you can mechavin to be Motzi and Poter this din also. So that's what Rosh Shlomo Zalman used to do in terms of this din. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkatan Dal. A couple more things. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Dal, you may say Ishto. Yesh Omrim Gamechaber, remember, over here we said the wife dies, or the husband dies, then it's just Shechiyan. So some say that the Mechaber disagrees with this. The Mechaber Polygon Israeli Dafilu may say Ishto, even if the wife dies, Belidata, Mevarech Atov Yameitiv. What's the reason why would they say Atov Meitiv if she dies? To be Komakum Yeshla Tova, she Shira Zachar Ba'olam. There's still a shared simcha, the fact that even though she's not alive, the fact that she left a male child in this world. Think about Rachel. The fact that she had another child, Binyamin, she was still very happy with the fact at least she left this child in the world. So therefore, it would still be Hatov Yameitiv, still shared simcha. The fact that spiritually that she left a male child in this world. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, Avow. And once again, the key word over here, aval, that's how he's passing it more. Ksia poligoza. The birkas atovia meitiv nitkan rak alahana gashmit vilo hanot ruchanit levad. If you only get a ruchnius type of pleasure, we do not say Shechiyanu on a ruchnius pleasure. Okay, we only say Shechiyanu on a gashmius pleasure. You might think that it should be exactly the opposite. That's how Chazal are metakin over here, and that's how we have the bruch over here. It's only nikkan, and therefore, all she's left over here is a ruchnius type of thing. She left a male child in this world, and all the things, the spiritual things are going to happen. Turn to Shum because of this, okay, the mitzvah, stuff like that. That is what that we do not make the bruch on. And that's how we paskin over here, and therefore we go with the psak and the Ramah over here to say a Shechiyanu. Now, finishing off, though, this Ramah. Says the Ramah, though, he says, V'yeshekotvu shenagol lahakol bebrachazu she'ena chova el rishus. There are those who say that the minhag is to be make on all these brachas, not to even say atov yameitiv, even on a male child. Okay? She'ena chova el rishus, because it's not a chova, it's only rishus. U'mizeh nispashet sherabim mekilo be'elo brachos. And therefore, many are makel when it comes to these brachos. So number one, this is where that prima gadon that we mentioned yesterday also comes from, that we should be making a lot of these brachos that are only rishus. We do not pass, shnazim do not paskin like this Roma, like we see over here in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Zayin. Okay, he wants to claim this is only going on the Shechiyanu, not necessarily on the Atovah Meitik, because only Rishos. He says, Mizan is Pashi Rab Mikilim Kol Abrachos Kiyotzim Elo, Aval Eino Nachon. That's not correct. It's the Magen Avram. The Maid Itmar, the Gemara, she Rishos Inmar. Things that are Rishos, the Gemara told us the Rishos. The Gemara didn't tell us it's a Rishos, therefore we hold this as a Chovot to make a Brach of Atovah Meitik, or Shechiyanu. On a baby boy, you do not have a rishos not to go ahead and do so. Therefore, the minig is not like the Roma we see over here, and we do go ahead and make these brachos. Last thing is how the Svardim paskin with all these things, the Psak and the Lachrua quoting Ravadia, in terms of, very interestingly, they're machmer for this Roma. They are machmer for this Roma, and therefore they do not go ahead and say Tovia Meitim at the Shmua of hearing the child is born. Rather, they wait till the bris milah, and they're yotzi with the shachianu that they're going to say at the bris milah on the bris, and they have also gone on the happiness of the ledo also because of this ramah, they are machmer. Very interesting, they're going to machmer this. That's the psak of the mazak. On the opposite end, though, the chabrua brings down Shemru Vadi also, that on a good baby girl, they're knowing to make, they have what to be samachan to make a shachianu on the baby girl. There's not a bris milah over there that they're going to be able to be samachan over there. They can make a bris, they make a shachianu on the birth of seeing the baby girl for the first time on the seeing of the panim. Which, yeah, sorry, the last thing is, okay, story. And that is, until what point did you make this bracha? Until what point did you make this bracha? Once told me that he asked Rosh Hashanah Zalman once that if someone didn't make the bracha bishah of the Shmua Tova, and then they had went ahead and benched. Okay, they said Birkas HaMazon. So once they said Birkas HaMazon, you say the bracha of Atovi Ameitiv in Birkas HaMazon. Would it be they would still be able to say the bracha of Atovi Ameitiv? Or since they benched already, they already yotzei the is. Say the same Rosh Hashanah Zalman that you still say the bracha of Atovi Ameitiv. But then Marina Rabbeinu Rav Shlita told me that, however, if one didn't make the bracha yet, and he already had the bris, since he made the shechianu with the bris on this child, already at that point he would not be allowed to say the bracha of Atovi Ameitiv anymore. Similar to the Psak of the Sardin, we lechatchila rely on the shechianu, but the Yavid Ashkenazi, they didn't say the bracha of Atovi Ameitiv yet, they would be yotzei through the shechianu at the bris milah. Adkan for today.